We're back to Thrill Me Weekly, and this week we are getting into WrestleMania, as well as CinemaCon. Then we're going to get into some Epic Hotels coming to Epic Universe, and then we're going to wrap it up with Reality Bites. It's a big time here at Thrill Me Weekly. Are you ready?
Oh my God.
Is Throw Me Weekly. I am Zach. That is Brooke.
That's me.
That's her. And we have a third host for this evening. He is the one, the only, the amazing Review It, Rob. Oh.
It's me. It's me. It's the Review It Man, R-O-B. I can't do entrance as Brooke, so I had to mess around, I guess. I know.
I actually really liked that. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, and it's creative. It's mm-hmm. very, I don't know. As third hosts go, you're my favorite.
you didn't steal my shtick.
Yeah. All right. So Rob just texted me something before we get into the nitty gritty, because I think this is something thrilling that we need to get into. Okay. Ryan Gosling smashed Saturday Night Live this week. I'm talking every sketch that they did. Banger. I feel like I was John Oliver just watching banger after banger after certified banger.
Yep.
It was amazing. How'd you like that?
I laughed so much.
Yeah.
And I just felt like watching it, mm-hmm. you could just feel like the genuine vibe of like humor and fun and lightheartedness and like this is what Saturday Night Live has always meant to be and mm-hmm. continues to strive for.
Absolutely. And I think they've had a good string of hosts.
Yeah.
But there was something about this. Dude. It almost was akin to like 10 years ago when Justin Timberlake would host and they just made sure every sketch was great. Mm-hmm. Did you have a favorite?
Well, it's always going to be the alien.
Oh, the alien at the beginning.
Yeah.
They brought Kate McKinnon back and Kate mm-hmm. McKinnon did that to make sure Ryan Gosling broke. And then the monologue's amazing.
Oh my goodness.
We get a special guest star, Emily Blunt, coming in to do the monologue with him to talk Fall Guy. Okay. But they sang a Taylor Swift song while saying goodbye to Ken. It's amazing mm-hmm. if you haven't seen it.
Like a Taylor Swift-esque.
Yes.
It wasn't a Taylor Swift song. I was
about to ask, which Tay-Tay song did they sing?
It's the one about Jake Gyllenhaal. I forget forget the song, but
they changed some
They changed the lyrics to fit both of them. The sketch Rob shared where they were Beavis and Butthead.
Oh my God, and if that
you
was funny.
Did you actually watch it, Rob?
I watched the whole sketch. I saw a clip earlier. I'm like, I immediately went to YouTube. Like, I got to see this whole thing.
When Heidi Gardner just loses it by seeing Butthead, it was amazing. But I think if I'm just going on sketch, I love the Doctors so much. The Doctors one where the cookie crumbles.
Oh, yeah. That was funny.
There it is. Everyone's breaking in it, even like not on purpose. And I meant to tell you when I rewatched it because they had Punky and I forget the dude's name. Uh-huh. They're in the background. And when he gets hit,
that's what I pointed at the first time.
I didn't see them losing their mind. I'm talking, they did nothing.
Like, could not handle.
So, if you need to treat yourself to something, I would treat yourself to that. It is fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. So, let's get into this week's Thrill Me Weekly. And we're starting off the week with a week that was finished up Friday. We're getting into Suplex and Heel, baby.
I'm the tribal chief around here. Yeah, you see me, the tribal chief. That's right.
And I'm old and I'm fucking tired. I work with fucking kids.
Jack's now on the apron.
Oh, no. Jack's not there, Tom. Alana still got to find a way to get Jack through the table.
My hole.
That's it.
Makes me feel great.
This week was WrestleMania 40. Ooh. And we need to get into WrestleMania 40. So much stuff went down. Mm-hmm. between these two gentlemen right here, as you can see, that happened on Monday night after WrestleMania. Clap, 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 clap.
Dude.
I loved it. I loved every bit of it. All right.
There's so much speculation about what was handed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like one person said it was a lighter.
Ooh.
Because Cody's bus caught on fire WrestleMania weekend. Like, legit, his bus caught on fire.
Oh.
And there's rumors that it might be implicated into the story now, because the way that The Rock at the end said, if you smell what the final boss is cooking.
Oh.
And he was cooking his trailer. With all that vodka in there, that thing's going to blow up.
Sure, yeah.
All right, Rob, let's get your thoughts on WrestleMania itself. WrestleMania, let's start night one. How'd you feel about it?
Night one was fun. Loved the ladder match. Obviously, a huge Judgment Day fan, so the first three matches being Judgment Day matches was great.
Right.
Not the best success. Rhea's match was fantastic, though, and hearing that she had a panic attack before the match.
I heard that.
Becky was, a 102 fever during the match. I'm like,
I heard that.
Big props to them.
Wow. Like,
huge props to them going out there and doing that. Mm-hmm. But I loved it. I enjoyed the first night, especially that main event. Seeing The Rock back in the wrestling ring is the cherry on top of anything.
Yeah.
Like, I know people hate him right now, but I've loved that man since the first time I saw him. So seeing him back in the squared circle.
Right, right. Awesome. How about you? Night one.
I thought it was a lot of fun. I thought that it was such a good night, like, because obviously you want to watch, you know, the second night, because that's like the bigger
Cody v.
Yeah.
Roman.
But I felt like they did such a good job of putting like really good matches on the first night in order to like make you want to watch that as well. Like, they really made it an all-time big event overall. Like, every night.
Yeah. I think,
you know, even into Monday, like, it was they led it very well. They paced it very well.
I think night one is quintessentially a popcorn movie. Like, all the matches were this like glitz glamour. We got the ladder matches. We got the tag team with the big superstar in it. Like, a lot of it felt really, really good. All the matches were solid. Mm-hmm. Seven matches total. Show ran about three and a half total. Like, it was almost perfect. And then we get into night two, which I think night two's better. I think night two ended up feeling like how WrestleManias of old felt.
Okay.
Like, you did get your special guests. You did get like good wrestling matches. And I like that the story continued from night one into night two. And the main event, not only a better match between Roman and Cody, personally, just my opinion, but then they added that flavor of old WWF feel, Attitude Era, where it was like running, running, running with all the legends that made 40 years of WrestleMania besides Steve Austin, who apparently could not figure out the payday he wanted to come do this bit, which is fine because weirdly to me, when The Undertaker showed up, it was weird seeing Undertaker and Rock together. Because you don't get that often. So you actually gave me something different, which I was a fan of. And then Cody finishing the story was tremendous with that old school promo at the end with all the guys coming in. Mm-hmm. And like all the guys that were defeated by the Bloodline or some way of fashion. Like,
effective.
It was just such a good ending to that story, in my opinion, that night two just soared. Rob, how about you?
Yeah. First off, how dare they take away the championship from Io Sky? Io did not deserve to lose her championship. That was terrible.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, good for Bayley. Fine. But, you know, come on. Anyways, the main
event. It was a good match. It was a really good match.
It was a good match. Main event, yes, I loved seeing all the people coming back. I think it was a better match than their match at last year.
Yeah,
it was better than the tag team match. I'm glad it was The Undertaker instead of Stone Cold. I get the Stone Cold Rock aspect, but The Undertaker has a history with that family.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Going back to Yokozuna. So seeing him come full circle and help Cody. And Undertaker's what? The locker room leader there, or the guy for that company.
Right.
So having him help Cody become the guy and take down the massive villain that's been there for the last 3 years
also
is a huge deal.
Yes, and it's kind of awkward to have, like, Rock being a face-off with John Cena just to get another face-off with Austin. Like, I think that would have been just a little too much.
Too much, yeah. I agree.
All right, how about you? How about night two?
I thought night two was better for me. Mm-hmm. I felt like the energy was like just better overall and a little bit more and like fun in the sense of things that were going down, but also very serious. I also liked how quick night two went and it felt.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like it went on too long.
Right.
To where I was like, oh my gosh. Like I felt like everything was just paced so well.
Yeah.
And I love the entrances. I love the cameos in a sense. Mm-hmm. And how they kind of utilized everyone. I love the beginning of night two with Stephanie.
Oh, Stephanie coming out. Yeah.
Coming out. I thought that that was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where I saw it, but maybe it was on YouTube or whatnot, where they did a side-by-side of her talking and her husband, like, watching her backstage. Oh, really? Yeah.
Great video. Yeah, I saw that. Great.
Yeah. I haven't seen that. Yeah, so you watched that on your own. Yeah. That's
very, very proud husband. That
it was. It was. And it was just nice because I felt like it was kind of like what you were saying earlier of, like, getting back to the core of what WWE should be and wants to be, and that it's an all-around, like, we are here for the wrestlers, we are here for the fans, and we're here to tell these stories.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just loved it. Now, was it night one or two that was, what's his name? The Prime.
Oh, Logan Paul?
Logan Paul.
That was night two.
Was that night two? Yeah. I thought that was very, like, I was really impressed with him in a sense, just because, like, some of the moves that he was taking and also doing, I felt like you could just really tell that he actually made an effort to look good or try to
believable.
Whereas I feel like in previous years when they've had, like, certain, you know, famous people that want to be a part of it, it's like such a hot mess. And I'm like, you are making this look bad.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Logan Paul has definitely earned his right. Like, you were even shocked when I told you he was trained by Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that he's putting so much effort into it and he is the champion, like US champion for WWE, like, he's taking it serious and I love it. This WrestleMania did such a good job. It's the first time, I'm going to say 10 years, that I watched the Raw after WrestleMania, like, live.
Yeah.
I have never, oh, Rob was disappeared for a second. I haven't watched the Raw after Mania in such a long time. And I think with Rob coming in being like, oh, the first hour is commercial free, I was like, intriguing. And then I know I wanted to see Cody. I wanted to see any kind of finish. And they led Raw with Cody coming out. But then I showed this picture earlier. The Rock came out and they had, like Rob said, this like awkward moment. But then I had to, like, I was lucky enough to see a video pop up in one of my feeds of Rock was almost saying verbatim what Cody said to Rock in 2011 when he was like,
oh, yeah, when he debuted the new belt.
When he debuted the actual new WWE belt when Rock won it from CM Punk, Cody Rhodes came out and he was like, I just want to see the belt. Let me see the belt. Because in 10 years' time, I'm going to be synonymous with that title, not you.
Oh.
How freaking crazy is that?
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
So watching that, and they had some good matches. Like, I watched it completely. I thought they did a good job through it. I only caught bits and pieces of SmackDown. I like that Cody showed up there, did his stuff, like, welcoming anybody, because now he's the hunted, not the hunter. Yeah. We also, on Friday, Jimmy is out of the bloodline, and now the new Fatu, I think it's a Haku son.
Yeah, Tama Tonga or something like
that. Yeah, Tama Tonga is now replacing him. So now it's Big Man and him as the bloodline.
Yeah, I'm wondering where Jacob Fatu is going to show up. Is he joining them and they're going to be the new bloodline or what?
Like, there's a lot going on. Interestingly, story-wise, that I like. So, for me, WrestleMania week, success.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Best moment, Damian Priest winning the World Heavyweight Championship.
I was so happy for you for that because that was one of, on your prediction show, you wanted that, and I'm glad you got that. And it felt organic. It felt like, oh, cool, fucking Drew still has his heat with Punk. Let's see what happens. Bing, bang, boom. So,
yeah, I'm glad they've set things up. We've got Drew and Punk over there. Damian and Jay are going to have a match.
Yep.
Cody and hopefully AJ Styles are going to have a match. And then we're on the right path.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. So let's get into entertainment news. Brooke, hit us with the theme.
Oh, dun, 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 dun.
Nailed it. First try. Okay. We are going to get into this past week's wonderful Las Vegas CinemaCon. Celebrating the movie-going experience. Now, I don't know what exactly Review It Rob is going to say on the Review It Rob show, which I'm going to guess is going to cater towards horror and DC. So let's try to stay away from that stuff so you have a show to do tomorrow. You're on schedule, kid.
To be fair, I included the DC aspects, which was just Superman, on the Civil War review episode I just released that came out yesterday. Okay. So that is on there. So Superman talk, and I didn't really talk much about anything else because I knew we were doing this. So
okay. Well, if you want to hear about Superman, go to the Review at Rob show, Civil War review, to hear that. But overall, CinemaCon for me, it was a win. Like, it's not a massive win because I feel there's a lot of times they have movies that are coming out in a couple of months that they actually show the whole thing for critics to see, i.e. last year they got The Flash like 2 months in advance, where this year they got The Fall Guy, which is swimming in great reviews currently, so I can't wait to see that. But I do feel like every day we got a trailer released for something that I'm in for. So Monday, we got the Maxine trailer, which I think I've watched a million times already. And I'm so into this movie. I can't wait to see it. If you have not heard of it, it's the technically the sequel to X, but there is a prequel called Pearl. So it's a trilogy. Then Tuesday, our man Review It Rob did a reaction on the Throw Me Podcast Network YouTube to the Joker, Folie à Deux, and I'm way excited about that. How about you for Joker, Folie à Deux?
Well, I mean, I love Lady Gaga. I love Joaquin Phoenix.
Did you hear that? I did it.
I love his rendition and the way his take. Of the Joker, because I do feel like there's many avenues that you can go down, and I feel like he really did a good justice to it. So I'm very intrigued. I wouldn't say I'm 100% of a fan of musicals. And I say that in the sense because you very much are, and I don't think I'm at your level of love for musicals, but I still do like them. I have quite a few that I enjoy. So
tell me La La Land's bad.
That's what I was just saying. That I like some.
Tell
like
me the
La
greatest
La
showman isn't the greatest showman. Tell me it.
Right.
That is.
Tell me Mean Girls isn't mean.
Tell me they're not girls. I dare you.
Mean Girls, I have some.
Oh, you have thoughts? Let's just move on.
But what I was going to say.
We're talking about Ha Ha Land right now.
Yes, Ha Ha Land.
I have good vibes. I have good hopes for it. And I think that I will be. There's a lot of people that are like, oh, it's a musical. I want nothing to do with it. That's not at all where I'm at. Like, I'm very open.
Okay.
And I think that they will do justice to it, the two of them.
Nice, nice. Rob, you've been able to sit on CinemaCon's Joker trailer. Do you have any other thoughts you want to bring up to it?
I'm still trying to figure out Harley Quinn in this movie. Because the whole backstory with her is she's the therapist that breaks him out. And I can't tell in the trailer if she's a therapist or not. It seems like sometimes she is, sometimes it doesn't. I can't.
Okay. I have a theory that she is a therapist, and I don't think she can get into Arkham to talk to him. So she sets her up to be a Jane Doe to get in there to talk to him. And she's not going to work with him like a psychiatrist normally would. So she just starts falling for him because she keeps seeing these things. Yeah. That's my theory.
But I loved all the Easter eggs, coincidences, whatever you want to call it, that they pulled from the first movie with her doing the gun thing to her head, dancing down the stairs, the kicks and all that stuff. I like what they're pulling. It seems like it's going to be the same vibe as the first movie, just with music added into it.
Yeah. I think that they're going to use the musical elements for his, when he's in his mind, and that's how we're going to progress.
And that would
the
be
story.
Perfect.
Right.
That would be perfect.
It would kind of be
it
rad.
It just has to be a balance.
Yeah. I think it also could be rad if, like, whatever song they're singing, because I heard that it's not original music, it's actually real songs. If it's like that song's playing in the background when we're in the real world. So like his renditions in the musical, and then we get to hear the real version when it pops out. The movie's going to be a banger, I think. I'm hoping for Academy Award again.
But see, I will say with that is, for me, using it as a musical in that way has a purpose for doing a musical.
Right.
Like if it's has a purpose for it, then I'm all in. And I think that that's where I have had issues with other movies before.
Gotcha.
Is that there was no reason to make it a musical unless, like La La Land, that was the purpose. It was a musical, which made sense. And the story vibed within that. And it was very eloquent. Okay. So I think that if you're going to use it as a musical, as like, okay, well, this is when he's in his crazy world,
right?
Then there's a purpose for it. There's a reason why you're making this superhero movie, or villain movie, a musical.
Okay.
Like Wonka.
Yes. Like Wonka. Yeah. Wonka didn't need to be. Wonka didn't need to be. No. So. Other things that happened, Marvel came out. They showed a little bit of Thunderbolts, Captain America. Then they got extensive preview for Deadpool Wolverine, which is exciting. And also about CinemaCon that I think is great is that you could see some of the merchandise that theaters are going to get. Like they showed a Wolverine Deadpool cup. That's exciting. Mm-hmm. But I think the announcement out of it is that Ryan Reynolds, Deadpool himself, is going to be in control of making the popcorn bucket for Deadpool, and that it's going to have, this is the quote, if you think the Dune bucket was bad, wait till you get a load of this one.
I feel like that's a lot of pressure.
Well, all I knows is if, and I told this to you, if Wolverine's face is on the lid with the mouth open, I'm in. No, I think Hugh Jackman's going to love that idea.
Oh, my God.
So we'll see. We'll have to wait for that. Other things that came out, I talked about it on Daily, Throw Me Daily. The Last Ronin is being made into a live-action TMNT film. Boy, oh, boy. I think that's the biggest announcement for me personally that came out of it. Because... I didn't think Paramount had the balls or the gumption to make this film. And it comes across as, well, if they can do Deadpool, we can do this. So is there anything else, Rob, that I missed from CinemaCon that you can think of?
Well, they announced a cameo of one of the Avengers for Deadpool. That's just one of the cameos. It's going to have tons of cameos, but
they announced the cameo?
Yeah, they showed it in a clip. They played 9 minutes of footage, and it was in the clip they showed.
Wow. Do we want to know?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Timestamp, in case if you don't want to know, the viewer or listener, fast forward 10 seconds from now in 3, 2, 1. Who was it?
Thor.
Yeah, baby! That's a good get. That's a good... And what a right person for it. Not going to spoil it if you skipped it, but... What a person, because I do love when they take comedy roles, so this is kind of perfect for me.
Thor's been like a comedy movie the last couple of
years. I love movies, so. Wow, you mother sucker, now I'm going to have to bleep it. weren't supposed to talk about it afterwards.
Bleep it. I don't care. This is news that's out there, sir. I'm not
Okay. Then you know what? If you fast forward, sorry. I'm not bleeping it.
Let's see.
Yeah, that's exciting. Yeah.
Scary Movie is coming back.
I did see that. Scary Movie. Paramount has a first look deal with Miramax, which owns Scary Movie. So if it's done well, I'm rooting for it. I'm rooting.
G.I. Joe and the Transformers live action crossover movie is happening.
G.I. Joe Transformers. It's happening.
Interesting.
No one asked for it, but they teased it in the last Transformers.
I was about to say, you already knew this at the Transformer movie was the last one. So,
okay.
And then apparently Alien is extremely scary. So Disney's Alien movie is very scary.
That's exciting. And The Rock came out. The Rock came out. Speaking of The Rock, he came out for Moana 2. He boasted about the music and stuff like that. Then he got a fake award. It was great. All right. So CinemaCon for me, big hit. Big hit. Another big hit this week. Epic Universe announced details for their two new hotels coming.
So and pretty.
Both these hotels come across very endless summery. Mm-hmm. And you can tell by the details. So I'm going to pull up the website right now just for us. And Rob's gotten so good at this that, like, he learned how to freaking zoom in and stuff, which I still don't know how to do, but fantastic. All right, here we go. So let's start with this one, Stella Nova Resort, which opens up January 21st, 2025. You can actually book right now for these rooms. So if you want to call Universal, go ahead. I've read the description before. It's inspired by like the vastness of space. So they're going for a space theme, which I think is exciting. And let's see here. Some of the perks that you get with all Universal hotels. So it's good that they're doing it here. You're going to get early admission to the Harry Potters. You're going to have an easy transportation, bus transportation, most definitely, to these theme parks. Yeah. It's more than just the key. This means you get your free entry or early entries and stuff like that. And then you get amenities and lounges. Now, restaurants and lounges. Let's go into this real quick. They're going to have the Cosmos Cafe and Market. They're going to have the Galaxy Bar and Galaxy Grill. They're going to have the Nova Bar and Pizza Delivery. Oh. So, I mean, I'm into all these places. I mean, especially this, let me look at this one. Galaxy Bar and the Grill, which is the pool bar.
Yeah.
Looks so good, baby. I mean, I know
you
it's
already pool man for sure.
Oh my god! I mean, Rob, have you met me? I'm Mr. Pool.
And I'll also say both of the hotels have 750 rooms each.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of rooms.
It is. Now, I will say, all of the rooms are the two queen beds, so no suites or family types of rooms.
Right.
So you will not be able to put more than four people into your rooms, and there are no rollaway beds at this time.
Okay.
Listed as being offered at the property.
Who needs family with them anyways? Just go by yourself. Go. What are we doing?
And it's considered that the value prime.
Yeah, their booking rate starts at $131, I believe. So that does come across to me that, you know, endless summer vibe.
Yeah.
As well. All right.
I did a future just in case, like next year's Halloween Horror Nights trip, just to check prices, and it's like $155 a night. I'm like, okay.
I love it.
Right.
Love it. All right. They have the pool oasis, which I think their pool just looks so comfortable and nice. They're going to have the gamers going to be gamers. They're going to have their little workout and souvenir store and such. Okay, and then the other room, if I could pull that up, hopefully. So that was Stella Nova, and now that one's gone. Now everything's gone. Okay, that's fine. All we got to do is go through hotels, am I right?
You're just showing them how to find the hotels.
Yeah, this is how you find it. If you can find it, there's Dockside. There it is. So we just did Luna, right?
Mm-hmm. We did Stella.
Stella. Yeah. Okay, so now we got to do Terra Luna, because I'm a looper.
And these are the hotels that are not on property. They're close.
No, these will be closer to Epic because they're designed for that. But I do love. So here's the thing.
And Epic, they both have different pools too. Like the shape of them and everything like that. So you know, it's very much like you had said, like Endless Summer, where they're like sister hotels.
But they have their own vibes.
I
have kind of seen that picture. You got this one right here, and then you see the other one right there behind it.
Yep.
Oh yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. So again, this one opens up a month later, February 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And this still has the same specialties amenities that you can get. Standard room starts $134 for 7-day booking. They're going to have the Omega Cafe and Market. The Moonrise Bar and Moonrise Grill. Mm-hmm. Luna Bar, Luna, and pizza delivery with the same person. That same person's going to deliver your pizza.
She's working hard.
You know it.
She works hard for the money.
But I think this one looks very like next generation space. And I'm into that. I'm into the nice, crisp living. By sunlight or moonlight, the pool is all right. Something like
always
that.
Always right.
No, it's all right.
It's all right. It's just fine. Everything's fine.
So,
and both of them have hot tubs as well, which
yes. Yes, really this one actually previews it a little better, I think.
Yeah, but they both do have hot tubs, which, and I don't remember it being at like Surfside when we stayed there. I don't remember hot tub being at Surfside.
Or they were to the side, maybe to the like side. Deep side or something.
Yeah. You had to go find it.
Yeah. So if you want to see more information, check out Universal. They actually released like a 3-minute video of all of it there.
There's some interesting people that stay at these hotels.
No, Cabana Bay is the one that gets the interesting
people.
No, I
was talking about their video.
Like the AI people.
Yeah.
Yikes. I'm into this because I actually really loved my endless summer stay. Mm-hmm. Like, I like the almost bare necessity of the resorting. Like, because, you know, you go to Sapphire, you go to Portofino Bay, you're getting the full nines.
Yeah. I mean,
you're getting multiple bars, multiple restaurants.
Which is good because you are paying
this.
That extra. So it's like, okay, if I just want to go and stay and I'm looking at it like I'm just sleeping here, I'm planning on being in the parks from open to close.
Right.
Well, really, you know, early entry to close. Or even not. Like, they have very decent, nice pools, things like that. Like, it's very budget friendly.
Very, very. And what I love about this, it gets your mouth wet for Epic Universe, which opens later that year. So they're breaking out January, this hotel, February, that hotel, and probably November, the park itself.
Okay.
So it's going to be an entire 2025 of Epic release.
Yeah.
And I'm into that.
And I love that they're releasing, it looks like a monthly, they're going to be releasing land videos. So they just did the one for How to Train Your Dragon,
Isle of Berk.
Amazing.
Which looks stupendous. I'm telling you, these boys Disney's, they're going to have to learn how to like, not just ask for money. They're going to have to like, you know, put out something because Tron's falling apart.
Can't give the milk away for free.
Fucking like none of these updates really are anything amazing. And with Universal doing this, I just feel, and they're cocking these guys out being like, we got a space hotel that's not going to close in a year.
Like
I'm saying, they are out here for blood. The Bruce is in the water and he's looking for a rat. Just say it.
Oh, because it's a mouse.
That's my life.
There you go.
All right. So
plus stay at the Terra one during Halloween Horror Nights because of the Terra.
Terra, oh my God.
I'll be very interested to see because you know they like doing things at their hotels.
Right.
They would incorporate those.
I think
so much traveling.
I know.
Worst bar hopping ever.
we thought going to Cabana Bay was bad.
We didn't bar hop to Surfside or Dockside.
No.
Okay.
No, we didn't. Well, I think they've actually gotten really smart with the, we're just going to keep it at Cabana Bay and do that beer hopping thing they did. That was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So I'd be into doing that in future. All right. So that's the big news. I know HHN did release a shirt. Very exciting about the black version is out. Do you have any feelings on that before we move to our final topic?
No, fine, I guess. I mean, I was already good with the orange shirt. I'll buy both shirts now, I guess. I don't know.
Right.
But that cup is coming home with me for sure.
Oh, got to. You're talking about the Turvis one.
Tumbler, yeah.
That's a bad unit, baby. All right, how about you? orange shirt, black shirt? Do you think it was, do you think it was the uproar needed, or was this all part of the plan?
Okay, so you want to sit there and be like, they changed it for us. We made such a big hoopla. They did it. Mm-hmm. While I know you can get shirts made rather quickly, mm-hmm. I don't think it would financially make sense to get that many shirts made last minute. Like they mm-hmm. wouldn't, the profit wouldn't be there. So it would make mm-hmm. no sense for them to do something last minute. So I think it's something that they had intended to have out, and it could have been something that they intended to have out like during HHN.
Right.
Because
so they were just like releasing it. Yeah. Fuck it. Maybe.
I think that that's something that's very possible, but it is annoying for people that whined about it. And it's like,
they feel vindicated.
They feel vindicated mm-hmm. when all reality, I don't think that that was necessarily the route Universal was going. Again, I am fully well aware that you can make shirts last minute.
Right.
At a quantity. And it can't just say like, oh, it was only online. Like, no, it's in stores already.
Right.
To purchase and have your hands on. And for a large quantity that would be needed, it would not make sense to have something like that last minute, because you're paying a very premium price regardless, even if you have a large quantity to be in your hands. Yeah. So it just, you know, it's not like it's T Public where it's like, oh, we'll just throw the design up there and then T Public can worry about it. Like that's not, right. If you're ordering it off of their site, they have to send it out.
Yeah, like so, if you got a Throw Me Podcast Network shirt at tpublic.com right now, you could get our logo and just change the color of the shirt to whatever color you want, yeah. basically. You want
I got a pink one.
Yeah. Exactly. I have a pink Zach Speakeasy. If you want fucking magenta, Throw Me Network, get it.
I got an Orange Honors Podcast shirt.
I completely understand not all colors look great on yeah. everybody, and I completely understand that. But I do think that there was such a whine about it, and mm-hmm. my favorite was people whining about it, but then purchased.
Yeah, oh, 100%.
Like that. Yeah, we
saw, oh my God, how ugly is this? So my wife wanted it. My
right.
wife. It's sure. for my wife.
He's now showing you the okay. second shirt in the bag.
Yeah, I'm okay with it just because I think the marketing process was to flash the orange, and that's why mm-hmm. the orange was mm-hmm. out there. I think they've always had the plan for this. They tried to accommodate everybody as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And like black is their stereotypical.
Too, but I love the orange.
It's gonna
people
happen.
Complain about there being black shirts. People are going to complain about anything. Like that's just the yeah. way social media works now. Maybe yeah. the orange shirt would have worked better for, what, 31 when they did the whole old school
Halloween look?
Halloween
yeah,
guy,
but see,
it
orange.
It still works now, though. It still looks good.
The orange works even more now because that's 90s. That's the logo that they gave us.
Yes.
That is what they wanted to flaunt color because, like I told Brooke on Hunters, what they're doing is just another variation of 90s that era of Universal never did. Yeah, they gave us the nostalgia stuff that they've done before, but they have not given us this other brand of cool 90s trends. It's like they got to stick with it. 90s are what's popping now, and that's what they're going to be sticking with.
Mm-hmm. All right. Something to talk about Haunters, by the way, if they're going with the 90s vibe, why some of these rumored movies might not work since they're not 90s movies.
That's why, well, if we're going to talk big business, they don't use the logo stuff from the spring merchandise.
No.
Like, think of last year with the coffee mug.
Yeah.
Like, none of that.
Not even the color scheme.
Nothing mattered.
Yeah.
None of this matters. This is just the wet your whistle to get you ready.
Right. While I'm still glad to have a product from that.
Oh, yeah.
But just know that that may not have anything to do with the...
Like we said, you didn't have to put the year on it.
Right.
You could have just had Halloween Horror Night, See You in the Fog, would have sold anyways. Just like this shirt would have sold anyways.
Great designs. Great designs.
Yes.
Here we go to our final spot of the evening.
Not fun. Summer should be fun. Mena, not fun.
And you sew and you pretend to do things.
What's wrong with my sewing?
Yeah, what? Wait a minute. Time out.
What is wrong with his
sewing? What is wrong with his sewing? What's
There's nothing. His stuff's in Kroger markets all over the U.S.
Also, was that the lady from the Halloween movies? What's going on here?
Yeah, that was Kyle Richards.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That was her. It was Lindsay.
This is where our worlds.
Yeah, we melded. It was like, oh, God, this is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I want to start with this because currently we are watching Vanderpump Rules. And if you watch Vanderpump Rules, you're either Team Ariana or not Team Ariana. I'm not even saying Tom.
No.
It's not that. It's just how hard the paint she's going into this shit. Where you like her or don't. And it's kind of bleeding into a person on that show. Lala Kent, who's very controversial in her own right. Had
every
her
year.
Life dissected and brought to the mainstream. And everybody's talking about. But this week, and Brooke told me about this, Lala Kent, seen here, she unfollowed Ariana and Katie.
And Katie Maloney.
Really? Wow.
So she unfollowed both of them. They, I know Ariana is still following Lala. I have not looked to see if Katie was still following Lala.
Okay.
But there's a lot of controversy. Lala has said a lot of things. Lala has also, like, kind of poked the bear in certain scenarios. But I think that I'm not surprised that Lala is poking the bear by any means. And I think that she is just trying to call a spade in some scenarios. I do think that she stepped over the line a little bit. She, on her podcast, she was talking about her relationship with her dad and that maybe Ariana didn't have as close of a relationship. Like, to me, I always feel like in reality shows, parents and children should be left off, like they shouldn't be touched.
I get that.
So I'm not always a fan of that per se, because, you know, whatever. I don't necessarily think that Lala took it the way it was taken. I think that because she has been, you know, kind of questioning some of the things that Ariana has been doing, the world has come down and you know, has striked upon her. But I will also say there are right now, I mean, there's a lot of Ariana hate as well. So I, like you said, I think it's, you're either Team Ariana or you're not Team Ariana. It's not even, like you said, it's not even Team Tom.
Yeah, we know he
because
fucked.
Yeah, he's,
we know.
And
it's
he's
not a big
still
deal.
Doing stupid, stupid things.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if he's an idiot, he's an idiot. If he's a moron, he's a moron. Like, he ain't changing.
Right.
Stupid is stupid does, am I right?
I mean, honestly, but it's also good TV, so that's why they're there.
Oh, 100%.
100%. And the same thing with, like, Sheena, because they asked Sheena, who's, like, besties with Ariana, like, how do you feel about what Lala said? And she kind of defended Lala because she was like, Lala, you know, has been doing a lot for me, and I can't, you know, say anything negative about her right now.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else interesting really quickly in the reality world?
We did just start the challenge, All-Stars.
All-Stars.
And I am loving the fact that they brought back Leroy and
Cam.
Killer Cam.
Cara Maria.
So I think that it has made the show a little bit more interesting for All-Stars. And I think based off of what we have seen, Cara Maria is killing it.
Yeah.
So I definitely think real world road rules challenge thing.
Okay. And so much so, which so basically it's all the vets. So it's all the old cast members that come on to do it. One of their first challenges that they did was a road rules based kind of one.
Yeah, they had to make the puzzle that
they
looked
had to make
like
the puzzle that looked
rules,
like road rules. So like
logo.
It's playing to nostalgia, which is fantastic. And they film it in a way where it's almost like, look how old these fuckers are. Isn't this great? It's done so wonderfully. It's on Paramount Plus right now. I say check it out.
Circles Around the Corner. Can't wait for that too.
Yeah, we'll talk circles.
Kind of start, especially because it's very interesting. This year they have an AI.
An AI bot. Is going to be one of the contestants.
Yeah. So if you don't know about Circle, it is all via like chat and it's believing
social
the other person.
Media.
Yeah. On the other side of it, everybody's in like this hotel type thing, or, you know, whatever, apartments.
Yeah.
And they can, you know,
you chat with people.
What is that called? It's like where you're fishing somebody. But
catfish.
Catfish. Thank you. You can catfish people.
Where's that thing where you're fishing and sometimes you're like, shut your mouth.
Well, because I know it's like an MTV show. Shut your mouth.
It's a show I watch during trips, to be honest with you, because it's on all the time.
That's right.
So it's very, very interesting and kind of fun. And so I'm excited for that.
It's called The Circle.
The Circle.
It's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix. It's really good. It's really good.
The only circle I've seen is that Tom Hanks movie.
I want to say it's kind of loosely based on it.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Like, it's not necessarily the movie, but when you watch The Circle, it's like, oh, how many likes did you get? How many of it? It's kind of like that. Okay. Yeah. So
I
it
like
is.
It. I like
yeah.
it.
All right, so that's this week's Throw Me Weekly. Make sure you stay tuned on our YouTube, our social feeds, because we do Throw Me Daily, Monday, Wednesday, Friday this week. And we will have some of the subjects we'll be talking about on our future episodes. This is exciting, people! We're doing things! We'll see if it lasts!
We're doing it, Peter!
Yeah, so we will catch you next week for an all-new Throw Me Weekly. Thank you, Rob, for co-hosting.
And that's a wrap.